Della Nissen, page 30, hey, big paragraph. L'chol adam yesh neyira tivezos. Every person has this natural yira. We defined yira yesterday as a restraining sense than a person, which he says really stems from the neshama. A person were just the body and Nefesh Abahami, that's my word, not his, but if a person or only a living creature like an animal, he wouldn't have this force that restrains. The Yira comes from the Neshama. A person doesn't always know or understand it. Yeshu Adam Einu Min HaMa'aminim. You can have that a person is not from the believers. V'afal Piken Koach HaYira Shelo L'Chodah Lifal. But nevertheless, the Yira faculty of his has not ceased to function. Who nimna milavar averos, he refrains from doing averos. Marusan bihisnaguso, and he's restrained in his conduct. Harba yoser mimasha de yosef darshas mimenu, a lot more than his ideologies, than his viewpoints, would demand from him. Because he has the trait without the philosophy. Yira merasenes es kol ha'adam, Yira restrains all people. And to the degree that a person's lowly desires or yearnings or yitzarim are held back, that's the degree to which this yira is working. I'm not sure which is the chicken, which is the egg. I think he means that if we want to see how much he is working, look how much he is restrained. L'chein tovas ha-torah machayebes afilu es amolek al shelo yorei elokim. Therefore, the Torah, I'll use the Yiddish word munz, and holds guilty and accountable, even amolek, for lo yorei elokim. What kind of a criticism is that? We read it in Parsha Zachar. Attacked you when you were Yefi Agev, Lo Yorei Elokim, which lets assume Lo Yorei Elokim is going on in Amalek, which is the basic shot. So we're criticizing Amalek as Lo Yorei Elokim. Yaakov Kamenetsky points out in his Sefer Chumash that Yiras Elokim in the Torah is used as a word which means a person who will restrain himself from murder. Avraham Avinu says, And when Avraham Avinu was asked why he said about Sarah, she's his sister, when she was his wife, Amar ki amarti rak in yiras elokim b'makom hazeh b'araguni al dvar ishti. There's no yiras elokim here, and they'll kill me for my wife. So again, I don't know if he's making the point that much, but yiras elokim is a term that you, at least to be restrained from murder. His wife they would certainly take. That you can't hold back. But that they would kill him if it would be known that he's her husband. There's a certain thing you couldn't hope for. That they wouldn't take her there was beyond hope. But that he shouldn't be killed. Kol zeh be'ein yiras elokim b'makom. That's all when there's no yiras elokim. Ki oz be'achreach parutz hu begila rayos v'shvichas donim. If there's no yiras elokim, then they are, you know, totally breached, totally loose with even the worst of errors, gila rayos v'shvichas donim. Again, Rabbi Yaakov takes it a little further. When Yosef is talking to his brothers and they don't know it's him, he says, don't worry, eselokim ani yarei. It means I won't kill you because eselokim ani yarei. So Rabbi Yaakov points out that there's a connection between your eselokim and restraining oneself from murder. Revolve is just saying in general. It's a word that means there's restraint. There's some things we just wouldn't do. A person has no your eselokim, there's nothing he won't do. And look in the words of Chazal how Avraham Avinu reached his conclusion. He acted based on very careful planning. And he explains himself, according to Chazal, a guest who comes to town Al iske achilu shtia shalon aso, al iske ishto shalon aso. You ask him about food and drink, you know, do you have a place to stay, do you have food, or do you ask him about his wife? So they did the latter. It's a Rashi and Vayera, Gemara and Bava Kama, ishtachahi achoschahi. L'chora, apparently, shkia b'derach eretz greida, you know, it would seem like just an error in derach eretz. The person is not refined. Should have been more hospitable. Avram hasik mimena maskana kochamura, and he reached such a severe conclusion. It was a question. They asked him who this is instead of asking, "Can we offer you some food?" But you can understand the person's mindset from that. Mizeh anulomdim ki yasoda shel derech eretz hi yiras shamayim. In this we learn that the foundation of derech eretz is yiras shamayim. I think put in different terms, you know, what a person, you can tell from what a person is asking what their intentions are, and they could tell what their intentions regardless. Earlier in the book of Malachim, after Shlomo Melech takes over as king as a young boy after his father's death, so it says he gave him great chachma and tuna and a broad heart like the sand. Grains of sand on the riverbank, sea bank. Rav Levi Amar Machol Gedol Yom Af Chachma Godra L'Shlomo. Just as the sand is the gather, it holds back. It's the fence that holds in the sea. That's where it ends. That's what holds the crashing waves from washing ashore. So too, Chachma is the gather for Shlomo. Nifla ma'od. It's an incredible thing. Ki kol chachmasa ha'atzuma shimshalo legadar satzma. All of his incredible chachma. The Pasuk says, Vayechka mikol adam. Shlomo was the wisest of all men. It's an abbreviation that we use for Shlomo Melech, which means ha'chacha mikol adam. And what's all of that for? To control, to restrain. Asher alzeh ne'mar, hein yiras Hashem hi chachma. Hein b'loshen yivani achas. It doesn't explain this, but that's a famous chazal that actually needs to be understood. The pasuk says, hein yiras Hashem hi chachma. Hein simple shot means, like, behold. It's another word for hine, a version of hine. But chazal say hein in Greek means one, means achas, and yiras Hashem is one, which means like the oneness of Hashem. But he's not explaining it, but I think he's making the equation between a chachma and yiras Hashem. Kol gedar katan shadam zochel is gadavo, is alus gedoli. Every small gedar, which means a restraining, a control that a person merits, is a great elevation for him. Margish es haisalus, and he feels the elevation. As I'm going to say, a person withholds himself from saying something he shouldn't have said, or having anger or excessive levity when you shouldn't have had it, can tell right away that that's a manifestation of Yiras Shamayim and brings a person to elevation.
He's equating Chachma.